This is the 10-Minute Contrarian Podcast. This is VP. We are a solutions-based podcast, diving into the world of contrarian investing and alternative finance. You can find us hosted on the No Nonsense Forex YouTube channel, nononsenseforex.com, and podcast players everywhere. Episode 146 is brought to us by Bybit. Did you know that there are airdrops all the time on this damn thing? Are they tokens I've heard of? Usually no, sometimes yes, but they just happen all the time. And here's the thing, you're not sitting there competing with everybody under the sun for them. This is available to every single Bybit customer, provided you have actually deposited and you were actually trading, which is a very small price to pay, by the way. And oh, let's not forget, I will remind you of this over and over again. We had one of our traders receive 2 whole Bitcoin in a raffle. So he shows up, he signs up for the raffle, boom. Here's 135,000 USD. Or it wasn't back then, but it is now. Like, why is anybody trading anywhere else? Unless you're in the United States or Canada, I get it, you can't. But for everybody else out there, what are you doing? Get on board, because with Bybit, membership has its rewards. It is the 10-Minute Contrarian Podcast, and I did say last week to expect a doom and gloom episode this week unless something happened. Something kind of happened. So if you're expecting doom and gloom, I am sorry. You'll just have to wait possibly another week, because this is an episode I've been sandbagging for a very long time, because you pretty much can. But I think it's appropriate to talk about it now. But I think you should take it very seriously, because let's recap. All right, let's talk about the two things we probably talk about most on this podcast. Crypto doing really well. Bitcoin at all-time highs. You know, I said you can never fully declare victory in this type of investing, but Bitcoin is at all-time highs. The rest of the crypto world is probably not yet, depending on what you're invested in. But if you do things the way we do things, where we buy things when they're cheap and then we just kind of sit back and wait, your crypto portfolio is probably up overall, I would guess. And if it's not, it's probably just a matter of time. What is the number two thing we talk about on this show? I would say precious metals. And look at where we are now. Gold is at all-time highs. Silver is not at all-time highs because it had 2 really big spurts there in its history, because that's what silver does. But it is close to breaking its all-time high for the 2020s, for what it's worth. But overall, things are doing really, really well in the precious metals market. Again, we don't declare a victory, but an all-time high in gold, after we've been preaching it all this time, tell me that's not a W. Now, I know stocks haven't quite caught up, but we're going to talk about that. And with the other things we touch on the most here, so I would say after that it would be energy, and then metaverse slash gaming, and then I guess to a lesser degree the United States dollar as well. I can say with confidence on those three things, just like I said with the first two things, that it's only a matter of time. And if you happen to miss something along the way, like a subsector of one of those sectors, so for example, kind of what we're going through with natural gas right now. If by the end of the year I don't see any real improvement in natural gas, I'm going to dump it, take the tax loss, and consider that an L. Now, we're going to take L's in this business. Everybody does, and nobody bats 1,000. The difference is, though, when we get hits, because of the asymmetry that we're chasing, we normally hit doubles, triples, home runs. And very often it's home runs. So if you're sitting back and you agree with everything we do here, but you're just not taking action, not financial advice, maybe you should. And the mining stock sector is giving you a chance to come in cheaply when the underlying asset is going crazy. Now, this contrast that's going on is spooking people, because they're finally starting to realize what we've been talking about here for a while is that mining is a very tough business. And it can be a frustrating business to invest in. Because yes, sometimes the entire sector goes up when, you know, gold and silver go up, for example. But sometimes they don't. And sometimes when things are bad, they're really bad. And that spooks people. It's just too much risk. So I have two things to say to that. One, you're going to have to take risk in this business. I said before, we are chasing asymmetrical bets here. This isn't the S&P 500. These aren't bonds. But if you weren't aware of this, let me offer you something that is in this sector, but has less risk overall, and that's going to be royalty and streaming companies. Now, these exist pretty much everywhere, not just gold and silver. You can get it with uranium and copper and oil and probably a few other places, I'm sure. And like anything else, some companies are better than others. But they are much safer bets overall. Now, if you don't know exactly how these things work, I'll give you a very quick overview. So they provide capital to certain mining companies for the purpose of opening a mine that maybe the mining company didn't feel like they had enough money to really put towards. Or maybe they have an active mine, but they're a little strapped for cash and they need more to keep things going. Well, royalty and streaming companies will come in if they believe in the project and say, hey, we will go ahead and provide that funding in exchange for a percentage back. Now, if it's a streaming company, that percentage is going to be in the actual thing that's getting mined. But if it's a royalty company, it's just going to be a percentage of the overall revenue. And if I were to make a comparison, it's not the best comparison in the world, but you'll see what I'm saying. Royalty and streaming companies are kind of like the tether of the mining world. So Tether USDT is by far the most profitable company per employee in recorded history because they do so much business, but they only have like 25 employees because that's all they need. Same thing in royalty and streaming companies. They're not out there digging and using heavy equipment and doing all the things that these mining companies need to do with all the employees they have. You know, they're just sitting back, chilling, collecting the revenue or the streams. And that's it. So what this means is when things go down, they tend to go down less with royalty and streaming companies for obvious reasons. They don't have all this cost of capital hitting them in the face every time gold and silver, for example, go down in price. They have to worry a lot less about the price of oil. Now, when oil goes up, for example, or the price of gold and silver fall, then the percentage they're getting from these companies is going to fall too. But these things obviously hurt them a lot less. Now, if you go back to 2020 and you look and see, did these things really fall less than a lot of mining stock companies? And the answer there is actually going to be no. They dropped at about the same rate. But you have to remember what was going on back then. Everybody was dumping everything, and they were dumping it about as fast as they possibly could in exchange for United States dollar or in exchange for, you know, fiat currency wherever you were in the world. Because for most people, especially in the Western world, our future at that point was more uncertain than it has ever been. And so people really freaked out. But under normal circumstances, these things do typically fall a lot less. Now, as a result of that, you may not get as much crazy upside with these things either, but you're still going to get a lot, assuming the mining stock market takes off like we expect it to. Now, there's currently only one reason why it's not. Why is this, I'll pose this to you, contrarians. Why is the price of gold and silver going up so much, but the price of these mining stocks are going up a lot less? Tick, tick, tick. We've mentioned it before. It's because central banks all over the world are buying gold and silver, and they are not buying mining stocks. I'm not even sure they could if they wanted to. But in my opinion, this divergence cannot last much longer. But sweet divergence it is. And I strongly think, even if you are already a mining stock investor, that these things have an absolute place in your portfolio. And the research on these things is not very difficult because there are only so many of them, only a handful. And just like you would look for the overall components of an ETF, if you just simply go to their website, you can see exactly what they're holding, how much, and usually they'll tell you where these places are as well. You know, some are going to be more gold heavy, some are going to be more silver heavy, some are going to give you streams from things that you didn't even think about. Like you might be getting a bonus like rhodium or cobalt stream somewhere. It's pretty cool. It's a much more pleasurable experience in my mind than doing the research for an actual mining company. So if you want exposure to this space, and I think time is running out, then consider a royalty and streaming company. Almost all of them are pretty far off of their highs. And if you look back and see where their highs were, the price of the underlying asset was probably a lot cheaper, especially if it was gold or silver. Again, sweet divergence. All you crypto heads out there that don't mess around with gold and silver, I think this is really a great opportunity to enter this market where the downside is probably pretty muted and the upside can be incredible. Because just like you learned with crypto, you didn't know a whole lot about it when you first started, but you had to get into it first. And then, you know, just by osmosis, by being inside of the machine, you learn a lot. And you probably really liked what you learned. It's the exact same thing here. And again, the sooner you get into this sector, the better, because just like crypto, this is going to be a lifetime skill. And you might think, well, this is just for old people. Well, those old people were just like you. They have the same mindset you did when it comes to asymmetrical investing. Only this was more or less the crypto industry, you know, for, you know, the last 40, 50 years, you know, before crypto was around. I'm sure if crypto was around, they would have been interested. Now, I do currently, I had to dump one for reasons I'm not going to talk about, but I do have one really strong royalty company in my portfolio right now, and I'm only going to say it because I think I've mentioned it in the past. I don't know if it was on here or on Discord or on Twitter. I can't remember where, but some of you guys know I have held Wheaton Precious Metals, ticker symbol WPM, for a while now. And it has been pretty damn awesome. It actually is approaching its highs. And it has been rock solid in my portfolio. Now, are you going to get a deeper discount with this than you will others? No, you will not. But then again, the only thing that matters is where it goes from here. So I can't really say if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But I'm certainly happy with it. And please don't make me regret telling you what's in my portfolio. Because sometimes with crypto, people will come back later, or this happened with natural gas. When it's not doing well, they'll come back and say, hey, VP, what's going on with this? And I'm like, I don't know. How about you tell me? You own it, right? You should know what you own. So it's people like that who make me want to not disclose what's in my portfolio. But those people are very few and far between, thankfully. But to all the people who listen to this podcast who have not yet gone into this sector, especially crypto people, I really don't want you to miss out, assuming this is the prices we have now are the catalyst for bigger and better things down the road. Because it's weird, even though we are seeing all-time highs in gold, like comfortably all-time highs, we have this weird divergence going on where it's still not too late to get in. You can still get in pretty damn cheaply. And if you want to, probably with less risk, through these royalty and streaming companies. Win or lose, I would hate for y'all to not take part of this. Now, for those of you outside of North America, I don't know, like, it's easy with an ETF in terms of finding out what you do and don't have access to. With these things, it's harder. And sometimes, like in Australia, for example, you probably have a few of your own out there on the ASX. So you're just going to have to look around and see what's available to you. But before it's officially up, up, and away, and it may get there pretty darn soon. I don't know. Price moves in waves. But I wanted to get this episode out there and show you and or remind you of this opportunity. Because even with all-time highs in gold and silver raging, there are still so few of us in this sector. And it just might be finally turning that corner. And so we might soon be able to say the exact same thing we got to say in crypto and gold and silver overall, that we weren't crazy. We were just early.